see, or fix on your own. Of course, no one can stop every cyber threat out there, prevent all identity theft, monitor transactions at every business, but new LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use the promo code LIFELOCK for an extra 10% off your first year plus a $25 Amazon card with annual enrollment. That's promo code LIFELOCK. Terms apply.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
Hard Knocks returns with an exclusive look at the Cleveland Browns.
This year, we think we got it.
Let's go! Can this revamped squad, with their number one draft picks and all-pro free agents, live up to the hype?
We're going
to
start a whole new era.
Who will earn their stripes?
Don't be late!
Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns. Tuesdays at 10 p.m. kicks off tonight only on HBO.
HBO Sports, NFL Films, and the Cleveland Browns team up for an unfiltered all-access look at what it takes to make it in the National Football League. When Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns kicks off its 5-episode season tonight. The new season of the groundbreaking sports reality series spotlights the AFC North franchise that has the hometown region excited as a wave of new young players and veteran acquisitions get acclimated to the team. Each week, viewers will get an inside look as players experience the daily rigors of an NFL training camp as they look to earn their stripes and compete for a roster spot. Don't miss Hard Knocks training camp with the Cleveland Browns, Tuesdays at 10 p.m. starting tonight on HBO.
Call for details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
FootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day, we get better and better. We get BB.
NFL Insider, Mike Florio.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Mike Florio, is always a joy to talk to you. And good morning, Mike. How are you?
Hey, Mike.
Doing great. How are you guys today?
Good.
Well, you know, we're still being held up here. Bears Nation prisoner yet again to the Roquan Smith contract negotiation. I almost laugh about it, but it seems like they're at this bizarre point of no return where neither side wants to give anything, and the Bears feel like they gave enough, and the agents obviously feel like they didn't. And at some point, this is damaging the kid. And I really believe that just talking to people in town, doing this show, there is this belief that it was the Bears' fault and now it's the agent's fault. And whoever's fault it is, they got to get this kid into camp and they got to get this kid going. And, you know, it seems as if, and I'm just talking, you could tell me I'm wrong, that the agents sense weakness on the part of the Bears. It seems like you have sort of a lack of respect maybe for the people that are negotiating this, and they feel like they can push them around and that they will acquiesce. And guess what? I think the time has come where they probably need to acquiesce.
Well, and, you know, part of it too, and this happened with the Jets, where there's language that is just baked into these contracts, and there hasn't been a conscious effort to sit down and ask the question, why is it this way? Why do we do this? Can we change this? There's just a stubbornness that becomes part of the overall organizational inertia. And I think that could be part of this as well. But, you know, David, you had the item last week where, and I, you know, we're always sensitive in this business about who our sources are, but mm-hmm. I get the impression the Bears have coined this behavioral clause term. And it's very useful from a PR standpoint to think of what's holding this up as a behavioral clause. And from the team's perspective, they can call it behavior. From the agent's perspective, they say, hey, this is still things that happen on the field during the game, and we don't want our guy to have his future guarantees jeopardized by something that happens when he's in uniform on the game. If there's, you know, a stray punch that gets thrown and he gets suspended for a game, then his guarantees can be wiped out at any point. And that's the fundamental problem I have with this entire concept. I think that the ability to void guarantees should only apply when you want to cut the guy because of something specific that he did, and it's not fair for him to still get paid because you're cutting him because of that thing he did, violation of the personal conduct policy, whatever the case may be. He's brought shame to the organization. We want him out of here, and it's not fair for us to have to still pay him. I don't like the idea of a guarantee void that you tuck in your back pocket and you wait for the right time to use it because you have a new head coach, you have a new defensive system, you have a new GM, you just don't think the guy's very good. And sorry, Roquan, you had that one game suspension back in 2018. We're not going to pay you any more money after we cut you. I don't like it being used to undermine the money that the guy already has earned. I think it's fine if he's gotten in trouble and he's cut, but to hold it over him, I just don't think any team should be doing that.
It's vague, isn't it, Mike? I mean, I think when you talk about what this is being held up on, I mean, the Bears feel like, in what I have been able to tell, is they feel like they conceded on the helmet issue, and now this sort of vague definition, the behavioral clause or something that happens on the field within the realm of a play, which, what you said, it's hitting an opponent, shoving an official, something that could lead to a suspension. They want to protect that. I understand where the agent stands on this. I kind of understand where the team's position is as well, because the agent wants to frame the best contract possible, if not for Roquan Smith, for future clients as well. I don't know that this is about Roquan Smith anymore. I almost wonder if this is about future draft picks, future free agents, and the agency's ability to attract clients moving forward.
And Mike, if that's the case, aren't they neglecting their fiduciary responsibility to the kid, if that's the case?
Well, actually, they're advancing it because they're protecting his ability to get his money. We hear all the time around July when NBA free agency happens that there should be guaranteed contracts in football. And one of the first things I say is, folks, the first 20 players drafted every year have fully guaranteed contracts.
4 years.
These clauses are determined to take that away. And this is where I think we should take a step back. And I think the Bears need to take a step back and say, why is it that we should void the guaranteed money that remains in the contract of Roquan Smith because he was suspended for a game because he was protecting his quarterback on the sideline and he threw a punch at a guy who had taken a dive at the quarterback's knees, right? Okay, he got suspended for a game because of that, and he's now enough of a scoundrel that we're going to wipe out his guarantees and be able to cut him at some point and not pay him. I don't see the connection there, logically. I don't see why a team would want to have that get-out-of-jail-free card for a contract that they'd like to not be guaranteed just because a guy got suspended for something that happens during a game. I can understand it if he gets a DUI, if he has some sort of a domestic violence incident, and the team says, this is not what we're about, this guy should not be here anymore, and it would be wrong to have to pay him. That's where I think it makes sense. But to just be able to say, oh, sorry, Roquan, boy, that's a shame that you've just wiped out your guarantees, and now, you know, we can use that to our advantage whenever we see fit. I don't see the logical connection there.
And therein lies probably where the gap is between the two sides. I mean, that's where they don't agree, certainly, because they haven't. The way I understand it, Mike, is there hasn't been a lot of movement since the report last week. This is not something that is going well. They're not necessarily communicating. So who has the leverage at this point? Because every day that Roquan Smith misses, the Bears were ahead of other teams. They played in the Hall of Fame game. But this is the guy they're counting on. This is the guy they really want in the middle of that defense. And every day that he misses comes one step closer to him missing some real regular season time. How do you think this is going to go the next week or so? Because that's when it starts to get critical.
Well, it does. And it was Joey Bosa who held out right until the end of August a couple of years ago. Now, his holdout, he was third pick of the charge. It was the same agency, but it was about offset language on the fully guaranteed money. It was about signing bonus cash flow with the Chargers. And they finally worked something out. And I think that's what it takes. It takes it getting to the point where someone in the organization, George McCaskey, Ted Phillips, somebody picks up the phone and says, what the hell is going on here? Get this done. And I think that's what the agents are waiting for at this point, for the sense of urgency to reach that critical mass. You know, hey, Roquan Smith could be the next great inside linebacker in that line of Brian Urlacher to Mike Singletary to Dick Butkus to Bill George, etc. But if he's not here, what good is it going to do? And I don't, look, they just need to work it out. It's not like the kid's going to sit out the whole year and re-enter the draft, right? So they just need to work it out and get him in there and let him start his career. But the problem is, when there's basically one issue left, and the two sides are as diametrically opposed on it as possible, how do you bridge that? But that's the one question I'd ask Ryan Pace or whoever it is that's pushing this in the organization. Why is it that you want to have the ability to take away this guy's money, his earned money, the guarantee that he gets as a top 20 draft pick? Why do you want to be able to take that away just because he gets suspended for something that happens during a game? Because that, to me, doesn't mesh with the idea of saying, you crossed a line, you're gone, and we're not paying you.
Mike, what do you make of this idea that they want guys to sign off that they'll show up before they allow them in the Hall of Fame?
Well, yeah,
that's just insane to me.
And here's what happened. It came up at the Ray Nitschke luncheon on Friday with just the Hall of Famers, and the board of directors had a meeting also on Friday. I mean, there's real movement here, and the Hall of Fame staff, the lawyers, et cetera, have been commissioned to come up with the written language of a policy that would require a semifinalist, one of the final 25 guys, to commit in advance that he'll be there for the enshrinement ceremony. And there was like a vow of secrecy, right? And somebody blabbed, because I think somebody's trying to do the right thing here, and coalesce enough opposition to get this thing shouted down because it's a mistake. Because otherwise it was going to be done and it was going to be out there and the rule was going to be passed and we all would have reacted to it afterward, but they weren't going to change it at that point. So the question becomes, is there enough momentum against it to get them to not do it? But I think it's asinine. The guy either earned the spot in the Hall of Fame based upon what he did during his playing career, or he didn't. Having to commit that you're going to show up for the enshrinement ceremony, think about it this way. If you got a guy who's determined not to be there, isn't it better than you not be there?
Yeah.
Well, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to force me to come? All right. Mike, you're going to regret that I came.
How many people have done this? Terrell Owens did it.
Yeah.
It's not like this is some movement now. Don't show up at the Hall of Fame. It's a wonderful thing. The speeches were great. Terrell Owens, you know, you missed out on a great day.
One out of 318 guys didn't show up. And this is where the commissioner, who is on the Board of Trustees for the Hall of Fame, needs to stand up and say, folks, I understand that we're upset that Terrell Owens wasn't here. And I understand that we feel like we've been disrespected by someone who chose not to be here and to have a competing event the same day that we did our thing. But let's understand, it's probably not going to happen again in our lifetimes, and it may never happen again at any point going forward. And instead of coming up with a nonsensical rule that could be the first step toward eventually signing a loyalty oath in advance, that you'll never criticize the Hall of Fame, you never criticize any other Hall of Famers, you never say anything negative about the process or anything else. Instead of starting down that road, why not listen to Terrell Owens' criticism and say, you know what, maybe we should make some real changes to the selection process. Maybe there were people who had a vendetta against Terrell Owens who kept him out when he should have been in. I mean, if Randy Moss gets in first ballot, why didn't Terrell Owens get in first ballot? And I think that's a fair argument, and I think there were some people who had an agenda against him and didn't vote on him based upon merit. Shereen Williams, who's one of the voters, she was on my PFTPM podcast yesterday, and she made a great point. You know, it's one thing to say he didn't make it to the final five. He never even made it to the final 10 out of the final 15. How do you not make it to the final 10 your first two times in, and then all of a sudden you're in? There was something else going on here. Owens is onto something, and that's what the Hall of Fame powers that be should be concerned about, fixing that flaw instead of creating something that I just think would be a huge mistake.
Mike, before we let you go, where is the Aaron Donald situation headed with his holdout with the Rams, and does his representation being CAA football have anything to do with, you know, maybe Roquan Smith's situation being held up? I know it's a big agency. They can handle two players, but those are two pretty high-profile holdouts.
Yeah, but, you know, Khalil Mack is in the same spot with the Raiders. He's not represented by CAA. I mean, here's what it comes down to. And you're going to hear about an August 7 deadline for Aaron Donald. If he doesn't show up today, he loses a year of credit toward free agency. And last year, he held out until the Saturday before week one, so he didn't get his fourth year last year either. So next year, he'll be, when we get to March, have 3 years of credit toward free agency. If he shows up and completes this year of his contract, he's not eligible for unrestricted free agency. However, it doesn't matter because the Rams would still use the franchise tag to keep him in place. Because if he's a restricted free agent, okay, fine. Somebody's going to gladly sign him to an offer sheet and only give up a first-round pick to get him. So today is a non-issue. What matters is, can they bridge the gap? Here's what it comes down to. Aaron Donald wants market value, as if he's on the open market. He wants Von Miller plus. The Rams are looking at what they would pay him over the next 3 years, and they're saying to themselves, why do we want to give this guy this giant pot of money, especially when, consider the position he plays, right? J.J. Watt started to break down after year five. This is year five for Aaron Donald. There's a chance they give him $60 million fully guaranteed at signing, and he starts getting injured, and they will have paid him for things he already did, not things he's doing in the future. That's where the impasse is. He wants a lot more than they're willing to pay, and they know they could keep him for the next 3 years at just under $40
million. Wow, that's great stuff, isn't it? That's
something else.
All right, Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
really appreciate it.
See you guys.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you. I didn't even think about throwing the franchise tag into that for a couple of years and looking at where he's at. Because you're watching them pay everyone. They've been paying people like crazy. But they need him there.
They have tools at their disposal, though.
Yeah.
Is what he's saying.
Yeah. And they don't have to, they can go ahead and keep him and not have to pay the $60 that he wants right now.
Kind of would be smart.
Well, it
financially,
would be smart.
Unless you care
unless
about.
Unless he won't play.
That's it.
That's
who has the leverage in that case?
Well, that's the problem. And
that's a team that's thinking Super Bowl.
And you let him hold out. Guess what? If he's not there and he's not doing what he does.
They're not a Super Bowl team.
They're not. So that is not helpful to anyone.
Fascinating.
And they need to come to some sort of collusion. But it is. It's just an absolutely
wouldn't
unbelievable
it be fun
thing.
Covering a team that is thinking Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know.
Or able to get to the Super Bowl?
It hasn't happened in a long time around here.
In a long time.
It's very difficult. It's years and years and years. Yeah, and I thought we had decided not to live in the past. All right,
okay.
We are going to do a little transition next. He's David Haw. You're listening to Mully and Haw on the Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show, afternoons 1 to 6.
Ron Rivera.
One of my biggest regrets as a football person is I miss Walter Payton's, I miss Dan Hampton's, I miss Mike Singletary's, and I miss Richard's Dent inductions, and I should have gone. And when Brian invited me, I said, I'm coming. And so I decided that was it, and I was there.
Afternoons 1 to 6, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
Ask any dentist, and they will tell you, most of us brush our teeth too hard, unevenly, and not nearly long enough. And that leads to serious health problems. So I decided to do something about it. I'm Simon Enova, and I invented Quip, the modern electric toothbrush to help you have fresh breath, pristine teeth, and excellent oral hygiene. As a product designer, I care about how your toothbrush looks, feels, and the quality of every bristle. Quip has a lightweight and sleek design with simple timed vibrations and guiding pulses for a perfect 2-minute clean. And unlike other high-end electric toothbrushes, Quip starts at just $25. BuzzFeed calls us the iPhone of toothbrushes, and Time magazine named us one of the best inventions of the year. Start brushing better with Quip.
Go to getquip.com/clean and get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/clean. Spelled getquip.com/clean.
Let's presents Donut Fries. Donut Fries. Fries that are donuts. Sugary, cinnamon, sprinkled, warm, crispy.
Looking to refinance your existing home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Bill's family was cruising until he loaded $50,000 on his credit cards to cover expenses after his income was cut in half. Stressed out and living paycheck to paycheck, Bill called Team Hochberg for a free consultation. We consolidated Bill's credit cards into a 30-year fixed loan, credited all his closing costs, and reduced his payments over $1,400 a month. Bill was stressed out before calling and saved over $16,000 a year after calling Team Hochberg. If you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, like Bill, and would like to see if refinancing can lower your monthly payment, give Team Hochberg a call now at 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage and Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and NMLS 19186.
All summer, it's go, go, go. But before you go anywhere, get to the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event featuring epic savings on the 2018 Elantra, Sonata, and full Hyundai lineup of SUVs. But don't wait, because the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event is going, going, gone. Right now, you can get up to $3,000 in total savings on the Tucson, the small SUV that thinks big. Test drive one today at your local Hyundai dealer or visit buyhyundai.com. For more details, call 877-248-1585.
This week's look back at baseball history takes us to 1973, when Roberto Clemente becomes the first Latin-born player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame. The mandatory five-year waiting period was waived to honor the late Pirates outfielder, who died tragically in a plane crash that was carrying relief supplies to victims of the earthquake in Nicaragua. This moment in baseball history is brought to you by MLB brand Chicago Cubs Edition Frozen Waffles, Burritos, and Chimichangas, which can be found in the frozen food section at Tony's Fresh Market. Text baseball to 811-811 today for your money-saving coupon.
Your own outdoor retreat is waiting at the Home Depot. Get away from it all behind an easy-to-install fence, pre-stained and pre-treated. Or relax on the deck of your dreams, built with ground contact lumber, rich deck stains, and beautiful hardware. Even ready-to-install composite decking for years of backyard bliss.